Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, October 30th, 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. UWP leader Lennox Linton contends that the majority of Dominicans are dissatisfied with the failures of the Electoral Commission and is advocating for an urgent intervention by the President of Dominica. Unrest is growing at the University of Technology as hundreds of academic employees have ignored calls to return to work. And the UK's Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has said his party is ready for a general election with a strong message on how we can transform our society. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises and NCCU Kada Slipso Inc. More details of these stories and more coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens.
Get ready for something big. The NCCU Kada Slipso Show. 15 of our finest talent. 15 artists competing. Windsor Park Stadium for court. Saturday, November 2nd from 8:30 p.m. Guest stars Leslie Glove Godlow. $60 in advance. $70 at the gate. VIP tickets $150. Available at all NCCU branches. NCCU Kada Slipso competition. Windsor Park Stadium for court. Saturday, November 2nd, 8:30 p.m. You want something big? This is big.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. At a UWP press conference held at the Prevost Cinema on Monday morning, leader of the United Workers Party, Team Dominica, Lennox Linton, stated that the majority of Dominicans are dissatisfied with the failures of the Electoral Commission to clean the voters' list and issue ID cards for voting for more than 15 years.
At a minimum, the people demand, one, that the voters' registration list only contains individuals living, resident, and over 18, and in Dominica, in the last 5 years in that polling district. That voter ID cards are made and distributed to eligible electors prior to the next constitutionally due general election.
Linton is of the opinion that the situation is no longer a matter for the Prime Minister and says it is time for an intervention by the President of Dominica.
And the direction and control he has unconstitutionally and illegally exerted on the chairman of the commission, Gerard Burton, and the two members nominated by Roosevelt Skerritt to defeat electoral reform. It is more than high time for an intervention from the president, acting as the embodiment of unification, peace, and justice in the state, above the cut and thrust of party politics.
And that was the leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, and the popular pastor and the president of the Dominic Association of Evangelical Churches, Randy Rodney, says he was disturbed by the recent intimidation tactic encouraged by DLP candidate for the Cottage constituency, Minister for Agriculture and Deputy Prime Minister Reginald Ostrey on radio and executed by police authorities. Rodney told the QFM News on Tuesday that he was compelled to address this issue in public after he was invited to a meeting by the CID officials to speak with the police commissioner, Daniel Carbon. Ostrey called for the arrest of Randy Rodney, and it was after his meeting with the police that he noted that public figures were calling for his arrest on social media and in the public domain, stating that he had made statements of incitement on Q95 FM radio.
But then I left his office and realized that the deputy prime minister, the Tuesday before, had asked for my arrest on the radio. Mr. Reginald Ostrad asked that I be arrested. And then I got curious and I went on Facebook and I found out that Sonia Williams was asking questions about me inciting violence. And Carlton Paul from Marigot was asking questions about me inciting violence because of that statement. So that got me a little very concerned. So I called back the commissioner to say to him, I'm going to address this thing in the public. And although I said that I would have, just held your meeting and myself to confidential, but I don't have a choice since in the public domain, some people are asking for this. So I left after an hour and a half. I left that meeting feeling that somehow the commissioner must have been asked to look at me, but he himself, with due credit to him, he himself, after listening to the statement, came to the conclusion, and I'm going to quote him there. He said that you give the prime minister strong ultimatum or strong sanction, some comment like this he made, but he didn't feel in himself, if I quote him right, that I was spurring anybody to violence. His thoughts were that my comment may cause other people to misinterpret that and because of that be violent. And so that's what he wanted to speak to me about.
However, Rodney says that though he may have been disturbed by the scenario, he's definitely not intimidated.
Let me tell you what I said to the commissioner and the officers. Human relations 101. You never try to strong arm a frustrated people. When you do that, they will bite you. Okay? And I said that to the police. And they asked me what I meant by that, and I went in detail to explain it. You don't try to strong arm people who are either fighting for what they think is their right or who in some way or another have been frustrated over a system that you're blocking them over. So to stop me, no. I cannot be intimidated. Like I said to the commissioner, you would have to really take me out. I mean, just take me out. But to try to intimidate me is a losing tactic. You know, one got the feeling that when he started though in his authoritarian tone and his comments then I thought that he was setting out to intimidate me. In fact, he said, I had to say to him, sir, I don't take too lightly for people to admonish me about what I do in God's business. I don't take too lightly to that at all. Of course, he acknowledged that he didn't want to do that. But intimidate me? No, you can't. You really can't, because I'm a servant of God. And if I have done something wrong, if I do something wrong, I will take the punishment for it. I'll apologize for it. I will not be intimidated when I think I stand on scripture and on justice. My job is righteousness and justice. That's my calling. And not the commissioner, not the president, not the prime minister. Nobody will stop that.
And that was a popular pastor and president of the Dominican Association of Evangelical Churches, Pastor Randy Rodney. And Dominican Dr. Michael Emmanuel continues to be a significant contributor to the development of the cannabis industry in the region. The Cannabis Technical Committee in Jamaica, of which Dr. Emmanuel is the vice chair, was adjudged on the 2019 Technical Committee of the Year at a recent staging of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica Appreciation Ceremony for Technical Committee members. The Cannabis Technical Committee has completed and submitted draft standards for processing and handling of cannabis for medical, scientific, and therapeutic use and for packaging and labeling of consumer resin and medical cannabis products. The development of these standards formalizes the production of a cannabis for specific uses and will propel Jamaica onto the world stage with a product that has long been linked to that Caribbean country. These standards are developed to protect the public health and safety while maintaining sound scientific best practices during the production, processing, and distribution of cannabis and its derivatives. According to Dr. Emmanuel, the development of the standards for cannabis is critical for Jamaica and the Caribbean in order to maintain its competitive advantage and reputation for producing a high-quality product that possesses a global demand and credibility. Meantime, Lincoln Allen, Chief Executive Officer of the Cannabis Licensing Authority, says that the preliminary steps have been taken by the Cannabis Licensing Authority to address some of the complaints made by small farmers seeking to obtain licenses and, in particular, fees involved with the product.
Well, the truth is, we are planning to do an overhaul of the legislation sometime next year. There are several concerns. The interim regulations are basically interim, so we have not finalized them yet. So there will be broad consultation sometime next year. Some of these requirements effectively will be varied to accommodate the small farmer. It's in an advanced stage. We have developed a protocol to support it. but there are still some other technicalities that are being worked through, right? We are advanced in terms of developing guidelines that will actually govern the entire process from start to finish. And hopefully at the end of it, the program will be able to be replicated in other areas across Jamaica. And we are actually in the process now of trying to develop a new kind of license type or permit that we will call the Cultivator's Transitional Permit, that will allow for the small man, the small farmer, the subsistent farmer on his own, right, to enter the licensing regime, right? And what we want to do is to twin that permit with Regulations 32, where he, if he meets a criteria, he will automatically qualify for the waiver of fees and the security bond. So it will be easier for him to enter.
And that was Lincoln Allen, Chief Executive Officer of the Cannabis Licensing Authority. And leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, claims that the Dominican Labour Party itself has no money. Linton made his comments at the UW press conference at the Privo Cinema.
Every time I hear this question, where will we get money? It's almost as though the only group of people anywhere in the world that have any capability to raise money from taxes, from loans, from grants, from donations from friendly countries, from the sale of passports, from economic citizenship, is the Dominican Labour Party. And so when the Dominican Labour Party is voted out of office, the suggestion is that the country will have no money. The Dominican Labour Party has no money. The money that the Dominican Labour Party is corruptly using right now to buy its way against the people's will to another victory at the polls is not the Labour Party's money.
Linton said when countries provide funds or support a cause in Dominica, they do so for the people and not for the DLP regime.
Countries in the past have collaborated with us and have helped us in moments of need. Countries in the last 20 years have done the same thing. And countries beyond this Labour Party government will continue to assist Dominica, to work with Dominica, and to generate better results from Dominica that are being generated now under the Labour Party government, because the Labour Party government is a government of private interests, and no government anywhere in the world is comfortable dealing with individuals in government who are primarily in pursuit of their private interests.
And that is leader of the United Workers Party, Lennox Linton. And the six contestants vying for the title of Miss OECS 2019 have officially been presented and launched on Tuesday at the Fort Yonge Hotel for their highly anticipated pageant show, scheduled to take place on Friday, November 1st, 2019 at the forecourt of the Windsor Park Sports Stadium. A 20-year gap, Dominica has been chosen to revitalize the Miss OECS. At the press launch, the ladies were asked to speak on and share their opinion on the unity between the OECS countries and if they think there could be room for improvement. In response to this, many of the contestants believe that we have made serious strides as a regional community and there is always room for improvement.
Each country can embrace and that we can share and actually respect each other's culture and probably learn a bit from every culture. That's what I see. That's how I see it.
I should be able to go to any CARICOM country and walk without fear, without any sort of hatred. And I should also travel, you know, free away with my ID card and not having to have a passport. So I think that the goal of CARICOM, we need to make it a reality.
Believe there is room for improvement and we can get more things in place so it's easier for us as Caribbean ladies and people on a whole to travel more freely, as she said, so that we can get to visit and enjoy the nature and the culture of all the Caribbean countries.
I can only speak for myself, but I know a lot of us have the experience of delayed flights or unreliable transportation. We also have the issue of very expensive airfare. All of these are ways that we can improve the movement of people within our OECS community and thereby increase our chances of fully achieving regional integration.
So we can do more, and I hope that this is not just a call for the government, but individuals from all the Caribbean islands. We need to be our brother's keeper and we need to help in whatever way we can. So though we are making remarkable strides, we need to do more. So I'm encouraging each and every one of us to play our role.
And that was the contestants vying for the 2019 Miss OECS title. And according to the opposition leader Lennox Linton, the intention of creating the World Creole Music Festival was to grow the cultural industries of Dominica and advance opportunities for young individuals interested in music and arts. Linton claims that the festival has not evolved in that matter, and he described the incident which occurred over the weekend pertaining to a foreign artist and the treatment of local MCs at the 21st edition of the World Creole Music Festival as very telling.
And the question is, which Dominican Creole artist, whether or not they belong in the iconic category, could have allowed or to have, could have caused the organizers and law enforcement to rail against our own, have police escorting MCs and so on out of a location on stage at the festival when they provided nothing else for them, no alternative for them, at the request of one man, one visiting foreigner singing the reggae genre.
Linton questioned whether Creole All-Star Gordon Henderson could ever command the level of respect from the current administration that these foreign artists do.
Do you think he has or could ever command from this administration the respect that that foreign artist commanded at the weekend, where locals were treated in the disrespectful, disgraceful manner that they were treated at his request? And I do not care anything about what the security concerns are. We all have security concerns. My home, my property was invaded by foreign mercenaries, paid money by Labour Party operatives to come and plant false evidence at my house. The police have paid absolutely no attention to that, except to be trying to bring me under investigation in respect of the complaint that I have made to them. This is our Dominica. It's not a good Dominica, but it is our Dominica that we have a collective responsibility to fix. And fix it, we will.
And that was the leader of the United Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Meantime, leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Kendi Vitalis, calling on the police officers of the country to stand up against being used to protect evil. Mr. Vital says that there are many good police officers within the police force, and if it comes down to them having to disobey an order or missing work, all in the name of the greater good, then they should. He says that they should do their job with honor.
We're looking at the police very closely, and we know that there are many good policemen. And again, I want to call on the very good policemen to not allow this government to use you to protect evil. If you have to disobey an order, do that. If you have to not show up to work, do that. If you have to do anything, consider carefully how you use your guns. Do not use it against the people. Use it the way you need to use it, in honor, to defend democracy. That's what you have to use it for.
And that was leader of the Dominica Freedom Party, Ken Vital. Meantime, president of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston, says if one puts himself up to serve, then the people must come first and certain sacrifices have to be made.
Seriously, we have to take those things seriously and let politicians understand that when you put yourself up, you have to be an example. You have to deny yourself certain things in the interest of others you want to serve. You cannot want to serve others. And if there's a food, you eat first. If there is relief material, you bring to your home first. You fill your cupboard first, and then you come out to the rest and play. You know, I sat at the meeting on Saturday and play Boaster Kakashas with it. People love that, and so forth. You have to deny yourself certain things for the people you want to represent.
And that was the president of the Dominica Freedom Party, Johnson Boston. And we are still in a democracy, and we still have constitutionally entrenched freedoms and rights to assemble, says the leader of the Dominica Workers' Party, Lennox Linton. Linton was speaking on the current attention and resistance met by the Dominica Police Force whenever persons choose to exercise their constitutional rights to assemble. Linton is asking the police to pay attention to those rights and honor those rights.
This is still a democracy. And we still have the right to freedom of assembly. We still have the right to freedom of association. And we still have the right to freedom of movement. These are constitutionally entrenched freedoms and rights that we have under the Constitution, the supreme law of the Commonwealth of Dominica. And I'm asking the police authority to pay attention to those rights and to honor those rights and privileges as the people of Dominica engage themselves.
Meantime, United Workers Party candidate for the Grand Bay seat in Nepa Parket is encouraging the citizens of the country not to be afraid to stand together because our ancestors were fearless.
I just want to ask Dominicans to remember our ancestors, remember the Negmawos that fought for economic liberty and our freedom. We have a right to do these things. Do not be afraid. Sending out a message to the police. I mean, you have to protect us. That is our inalienable rights. I mean, you have a job to do. Please do it properly. What is wrong with that?
United Workers Party candidate for the Grand Bay seat, Nepa Parket. And in other news, unrest is growing at the University of Technology, or UTEC, as hundreds of academic employees have ignored calls to return to work. UTEC students are now complaining that they are being affected by the strike, which started on Thursday last week, as classes at the universities were suspended again on Monday. Some of the students expressed frustration that their studies have been disrupted, as Omari Barnes, a student, spoke to the media saying that he was fed up with the situation and urged the academic staff to end the strike for the sake of the students, who he urged are being disadvantaged after paying all of their tuition fees and to not have access to proper education.
Honestly, I'm fed up with UTEC and this strike thing, because it's every single semester they strike, and then they still set the papers in advance and they don't remove anything, and then they expect us to still know it, and then they say, oh, you have the syllabus, and then we're going to come fling a test, fling an assignment, and I say, oh, you should have known this, so why am I paying my money come here, and the money I go up every single semester? No rubbish.
What would you want to see happen going forward?
Them fist stop strike. If something might trouble them, them go to the heads and deal with it. But we are paying our money. It's the same with them. Them not get paid. So them say, all right, we not do nothing. Make we decide to we not come to school and they are don't pay tuition. Them all borrow we don't. And then them not go get paid. So them not think.
Because there are certain contents that need to be covered for upcoming tests. And there are no lecturers present to really get across information to help students prepare for those tests. So I say it's really setting me back as it is now.
I feel bad because me, I'm wasting money. No classes, you don't know what's going on in the year exam will come up. Well, we now have most of the materials then we're going to get from the final, so I feel bad about it. So I hope the government free people them pay so they can't come back to class tomorrow morning.
And in also another news, Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has said his party is ready for the general election with a strong message on how they will transform their society. He says that the possibility of a no-deal Brexit had been taken off the table, so the party now are backed an election. The poll is expected to be held early December.
We always said we wanted an election. We do want an election, but we wanted no deal to be taken off the table. We've now had confirmation from all 28 EU member states that no deal is off the table. So we're going to go out there with the biggest campaign this party has ever mounted. Totally united, totally determined. And I'm absolutely looking forward to going every part of this country with my wonderful shadow cabinet team here and all the fantastic Labour activists to give a message of hope where there isn't one with this government.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party leader Lennox Linton contends that the majority of Dominicans are dissatisfied with the failures of the Electoral Commission and is advocating for an urgent intervention by the President of Dominica. Unrest is growing at the University of Technology, UTEC, as hundreds of academic employees have ignored calls to return to work. UK Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn has said his party is ready for a general election with a strong message on how we could transform our society. The news was brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises and NCCU Carter Slipso Inc. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.